When we learn these principles, if we stand on these principles, do we have to be sick? No. No, we do not. But if God told you, if you hold an unforgiveness towards someone, I will send a tormenting spirit to torment you. He meant it, didn't he? How can we keep from getting those evil spirits? Walk in love. That's exactly right. I just stand in awe of the Word of God and the people's lives it has affected. Let me show you today. We're going to start out in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 1 through 30. And we'll read this in the NLT. King James is awesome, but let's just read this in the NLT. After this, the armies of the Moabites, Amorites, and some of the Mennonites declared war on Jehoshaphat. Now, Jehoshaphat, he had done some things that the Lord didn't like. He'd got involved with another king, Ahab, you know, that he shouldn't have got involved with. And the Lord was a little angry with him. He repented, though, praise God. Thank goodness that we can repent. But after this, the armies of the Moabites, the Amorites, and some of the Mennonites declared war on Jehoshaphat. Messengers came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army from Edom is marching against you from beyond the Dead Sea. They are already at Hazon Tamar. This was another name for En-Gedi. Jehoshaphat was alarmed by this news and he sought the Lord for guidance. Well, now anytime you're alarmed with something, whose advice or counsel should you seek? The Lord. And if you don't have enough faith to go directly to the Lord, who is the next person you should look for that can help you? A pastor, a man of God that's standing in a pulpit that's preaching about healing and deliverance. Now, if you got a sick child, don't go to a pastor that don't believe that God heals today. Because he's not going to give you the right counsel. Is that right? No, I mean, you know, they'll give you this kind of stuff. We can pray for them, and if it's God's will. No, you don't want that. When you find one that says, it's God's will to heal you every time. All we got to do is find the sin and get rid of it. You heard Larry and Becky's testimony when their daughter got rid of the sin. Then the prayer was prayed for the little girl, and within 24 hours, the little girl's knot was gone. The little nipple on her breast came back like it's supposed to be instead of being inverted and leaking and became perfectly normal. And they're supposed to be normal. They're not supposed to be inverted and leaking with some kind of a cancerous solution. But that's what happens when we disobey God. So he said, this man, he went to the Lord. He sought the Lord for guidance. I can't think of anybody better, especially if you're the king. I wonder what would happen in our country if our president was to declare himself to truly be a born-again Christian, and he asked the Congress and the Senate, everybody to get on their knees every morning before any kind of a meeting, and we all call on the name of Jesus Christ to guide our meeting today. Wonder what would happen in America. You think something might happen? Oh, yes, I guarantee. Something magnificent would happen. People would start going back to work. People would start having the money they need. Oh, and I mean, people would see, why did this happen? Because Washington, starting with the President of the United States, they started calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one and only God. There is no other. Well, if the government starts calling on God, and all of a sudden our debt problem goes away, and all of a sudden jobs are everywhere, and people start getting blessed, and hospitals start closing down, and there's no more sickness and disease. Wow. But did you know that's what's available? Did our Father tell us to pray that His will be done on earth as it is in heaven? Did He tell us that?
Yes.
Do you think there's any sickness and disease in heaven?
No.
No. You think there's any mean, wicked crooks in heaven?
No.
No. Everybody loves Jesus and everybody's serving Him. So just think, if we'd only seek the counsel of the Lord, just like this king did, Jehoshaphat. He also gave orders that everyone throughout Judah should observe a fast. Ooh, I wonder what would happen today if the president said, I want everybody in the world to fast for 1 week. Oh, would there be a lot of tears? You know, I mean, that's like a guy called me from Australia one day. He's listening to my show, and he said, I've got a son, as a young son, about 12 or 13 years old, and he's sick. And he said, I was watching you on God's Learning Channel over in Australia. What do you think could be wrong with my son? I said, you know, I really don't know. I said, but you know, I know one that can tell you what's wrong. He said, who is that? I said, God. I said, are you a Christian? Yes. I said, well, I think if you would fast and pray and seek God just for 3 days, God would tell you what's wrong with your son. He said, what does fast mean? I said, it means to go without food. He said, go without food for 3 days? He said, I would die. I said, no, sir, you won't die at 3 days of fasting. I said, it usually takes for the average man to go beyond the point of no return, to have no food for about 65 days. So I said, 3 days, it ain't gonna hurt you. I said, I fasted 18 and a half days. I said, I fasted lots of times, 5 days, 6 days, 10 days, 12 days. I said, you can fast 3 days, no problem. Then I said, okay, Lord, this man don't know how to do it. He's called me. I said, Father, in Jesus' name, tell me what the boy's problem is. And immediately I knew. I said, oh, I know. I just asked the Lord myself. I said, but I stay fasted and prayed up. I live a fasted life. So I said, I come to the throne room of God and ask the Father, and he just told me, what's wrong with your son? I said, your son plays wicked computer games all day long. He said, he does? I said, now see, that had to come from God, because you're an Australian, I'm over here, and I've never been to Australia, so how do you think I knew that? He said, well, God, I guess God had to reveal it to you. I said, that's exactly what happened. The Lord revealed it to me. I said, you take your son off of those wicked computer games. You take, get rid of that computer and start letting your son read the Word of God, and I guarantee your son will get delivered and get well. Isn't that amazing? We fill ourselves with the trash of the world, wicked computer games, and we're sick, and we're only 12 or 13 years old. But he thought if he fasted and prayed to get his answer from God this 3 days, he would die. I thought, no, you won't die. Guarantee. I can guarantee you won't die fasting and praying. We have just come through. We have fasted and prayed anywhere from 1 to 3 people every day in this church for 40 days. Now, in that 40 days, Cheryl had bought like 24, 2,500 children gifts. Last year, she bought gifts for 1,000. This year, she's already bought gifts for 24, 2,500, whatever it was. That's got to be the answer to our fasting and praying. Now then, we've gone beyond that. 3,200 and 650 families have had Christmas out of this church. Isn't that awesome? I don't think you could stack all the gifts that Cheryl bought in this building. She hauled them down there by the suburban load at a time. Isn't that amazing? But the Lord tells us, he says, seek him. Jehoshaphat was alarmed by this news. Now the enemy's coming against him, and the enemy's going to come against us. And sought the Lord for guidance. He also gave orders that everyone throughout Judea should observe a fast. Everybody start fasting. So people from all the towns of Judah came to Jerusalem to seek the Lord. Are you seeing a pattern here? Do you think God's changed today from what he was then? No, he never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. If everybody begins to seek God, if we begin to fast and pray and seek God, what's he going to do for us? That's right. He's going to do some awesome things. Jehoshaphat stood before the people of Judah and Jerusalem in front of the new courtyard at the temple of the Lord. Now see, this is where we all need to meet, at the temple of the Lord, the house of God. The king Jehoshaphat, he prayed, O Lord, God of our ancestors, you alone are the God who is in heaven. You are ruler of all the kingdoms of the earth. Is that a true statement? Yeah, there's a lot of them saying they're God. There's a lot of people say they have a God, and it ain't Jesus Christ. Well, I'm going to tell you, they ain't got him, have they? I don't care what anybody tells you. There is only one God, and the church of the Lord Jesus Christ has that God. Nobody else has him. They could all have him if they wanted him. You are ruler of all the kingdoms of the earth. You are powerful and mighty. No one can stand against you. When he says he's ruler of all the kingdoms of the earth, that means the good ones and the bad ones and everything. Yeah, he's running everything. God is in control of everything. Oh, our God, did you not drive out those who lived in this land when your people arrived? And did you not give this land forever to the descendants of your friend Abraham? Did he do that? Your people settled here and built this temple for you. This is the Jews he's talking about. They said, whenever we are faced with any calamity such as war, disease, famine, we can come to stand in your presence before this temple where your name is honored. We can cry out to you to save us, and you will hear us and rescue us. That's exactly the prayer Solomon prayed whenever they built the temple. oh God, when we have calamity come upon us because of sin, when we come to your house and repent and ask you to forgive us and restore us, and we know you will when we come here at your house and do this. And now see what the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir are doing. You would not let our ancestors invade those nations when Israel left Egypt, so they went around them and did not destroy them. Now they could have, but they didn't. They went around them. Now see how they reward us. How is the nations around Israel rewarding them right now? Are they shooting rockets? Are they trying to kill the Jews? Are they trying to drive them out? I mean, every time that Israel gives up land for peace, I say, what is wrong with you guys over there? You know those Arabs, they've told you, we've seen it on national television. We don't want their land. We want no Jews. Get them out. We hate them. Is that what the Arabs say? Yes, that's what they're saying. Oh, our God, won't you stop them? We are powerless against this mighty army that is about to attack us. We do not know what to do, but we are looking to you for help. Should we always be looking for our God for help? Yes, that's exactly right. It said, as all the men of Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, wives, and children, the Spirit of the Lord came upon one of the men standing there. Now see, this is the way God does things. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, one time in my life when the Spirit of God came upon me, and I don't remember what happened. I was down in Louisiana preaching at a little church. And when the service was over, I give an invitation for healing. And there was a grandmother got up from back over yonder, come running down the aisle, and she was shaking like this. She had Parkinson's. Her testimony's back there on Testimonies of Miraculous Healing. She come running down there, and I laid my hand on her shoulder and said, in the name of Jesus, and the King instantly healed that woman. She came solid as a rock. And when it happened, and he did it in such a wonderful way, I thought, oh my goodness, the gift of miracles has come upon me. I thought, oh Lord. I looked over here at this man sitting over here with those steel braces on his legs. I ran over and I said, sir, what happened to you? He said, well, 21 months ago, a big tree we were cutting fell across a tractor I was driving and crushed both of my legs. The doctors told me after they'd done all kinds of surgeries and put pins and plates and screws and bolts and everything else in my legs, they said, I will never walk again. I said, but Jesus said in John 14:13-14, I can ask the King for anything and he'll do it. Do you believe that? He said, sir, I'm a Southern Baptist. If it's written in that book, I believe it.
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop right here for today, but we will return in our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled, You Are the Problem, Not God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.